Reprint page 57, Zion's Watchtower, December 1879. A Seed Thought, written by W.I. Mann. During harvest, there is reaping, with separation of tares from wheat. Then follows the gathering into the barn. After a little time to season, comes the threshing, then the winnowing. Next comes the grinding of the pure grain, followed in due time by the kneading together of the fine flour. Finally, the oven does its work, well heated, and the bread is ready for the hungry. Jesus said, "The bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. If anyone eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Yea, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." John chapter 6, verses 33 and 51. Paul said, "The cup of blessing for which we bless God, is it not a participation of the blood of the Anointed One? The loaf which we break, is it not a participation of the body of the Anointed One? Because there is one loaf, we, the many, are one body. For we all partake of the one loaf." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 16 and 17, emphatic diaglot. Notice context in verses 6 and 11 through 13. Are we not in the barn being threshed with good prospect of a winnowing? If so, the grinding of the purified should follow, and a kneading together, perhaps mingled with oil, which the heated oven will only better prepare for the Master's use and our future work. Written by W.I. Mann. That was reprint page 57, A Seed Thought.